I'm John Peters, one of the founders of Callaway's Nursery. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now here's Neil.
Thank you, John, very, very much. Good morning, everybody. And I remember the day that John and Jim Estill, partners, said, hey, we want to tell you about something. It was at the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association State Convention, multi-state convention in New Orleans at the New Orleans Convention Center. And they said, we're going to be starting a group of nurseries in the Dallas-Fort Worth area called Callaway's. That was about 30 years ago, and it has been fun to watch them develop. So thank you, John, very much, and thank you for the sponsorship of this entire first hour. Folks, if you're out today, and I'll bet you will be after being cooped up yesterday in the cold, get out to Callaway's, and they were stocked as of Thursday and Friday, ready for you this weekend. And my guess is that they have a lot of that merchandise still waiting for you today. And it is going to be very fresh and ready to go home with you. And they'd be happy to see you. Let them know, hey, heard your sponsorship at Neil's program this morning. Thank you. If you'll tell a manager or assistant manager that, that word will get right back to John and to the other people at corporate office. So anyway, it's nice to have you tuned in this morning. We'll be here until 10 o'clock. If you'd like to call, here is the number. I have no calls as we go on the air this morning. And so let's fill up those phone lines. We have Steve Huddleston with the Botanic Garden Report in just a moment. But first, here is the number to call, 800-288-WBAP. That is 800-288-9227. Dylan Keller is running the boards and answering the phones. His will be the first voice that you will hear. And again, that number, if you'll call right now, please, let's get some calls underway. 800-288-9227. We always begin our program with the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report, as I mentioned, with senior horticulturist Steve Huddleston.
It's time for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report, sponsored by Lentz Landscape Lighting, LENTZLighting.com.
Oh, and they are great people as well, and we welcome to our phone line, Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Appreciate your joining us, and we have, it doesn't happen very often that we have a featured plant 3 weeks in a row. What would that be?
Well, it's amazing. This is the third great week for the Chinese snowball. I mean, these are absolutely spectacular, so people have to see them. You can't miss them when you come into the garden. They're huge.
Yours at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden are ahead of the ones that I see in my landscape and also in our hometown of McKinney. I put a post up on my Facebook page 3 days ago of one that I took in downtown McKinney, and it's just at its prime right now. They are so beautiful, aren't they? It's a shrub that's been around for a long time, and people are just catching on to it a big scale. Where do you have them at the Botanic Garden?
We have them at the old entrance. We have them in the Fuller Garden. Those two places for sure, and one in front of the garden center.
All right. So if you come in the what is called now the new entrance, it's the only main entrance off University, you'll be looking at it as you come toward the garden center building. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And then if you go through the garden center building and go out into the Fuller Garden behind, you'll encounter one there. And folks, you can see them from a quarter mile away, these beautiful blooms. They are just gorgeous. And I had somebody post a photo of I'm going to jump to your number three. We'll come back and pick up number two in a moment. Of the one that you're mentioning, number three, about a week ago. That's an unusual plant, an unusual tree with flowers that are really recognizable. Tell us about Chinese fringe tree.
Well, it is that. It's a deciduous, slow-growing, small tree native to China, Korea, and Japan. It gets about 15 to 20 feet tall and about 20 to 25 feet wide. It does well in zones 6 through 8. It takes full sun to partial shade, and it prefers deep, moist, acidic soils that are well-drained. Now, we don't have acidic soils. We have rather alkaline soils at the garden, but ours are doing well. The tree features fragrant panicles of white, fringe-like flowers at the ends of branches. Very showy, just extremely showy. You want to plant this in front of a dark evergreen, such as Eastern Red Cedar or Nellie R. Stevens, for striking contrast when it blooms. And then we have beautiful specimens, three of them, in fact, in the Fuller Garden.
Folks, you need to go out into the Fuller Garden. How far back does that go? I don't know that I've ever walked all the way to the back of the Fuller Garden. How far does that go?
It goes back a good ways. It goes only as far as you can until you come to a wall. We call it the Great Wall of Fort Worth. you'll hit that wall. Everything's in front of the wall.
All right, I don't know that I've hit the wall. Well, I have, but not there. All right, so that's Chinese fringe tree, Chionanthus rutusis, folks, and that one is a really pretty plant. You need to see it. All right, one of our native shrubs, small trees that we have in our area. We talk about viburnums frequently. Here's one that's native. Tell us about it.
Well, that's the viburnum rufidulum. It's the rusty black haw viburnum. This is the second great week for them. They'll bloom well into next week, I'm sure. But just spectacular heads of three-inch wide heads full of little white flowers. They're not fragrant, but they're just gorgeous. I mean, this is a large shrub or a small tree for each season of the year, and they are nothing short of spectacular in the spring.
All right. That plant is a plant of all seasons, not so much in the winter, but a really nice plant in the summer. Glossy, very dark green leaves, beautiful fall color, little purple fruit that the birds love in the fall. That's a great plant, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, and I use mine that we have at our home kind of like you would use a large crepe myrtle in shrub form, kind of limbed up as a small tree. I don't try to train it into a lollipop type tree, but it's definitely up to 15 or 20 feet tall and three or four trunks, but it's just a big shrub, a beautiful plant. Do you recommend that for what, morning sun and shade from the hottest of afternoon sun?
Yes, you could do that. Yes.
Okay. Sound like I talked you into that one.
Yeah, we've got some of ours in pretty much full sun, but many of the other ones really are in dapple shade or morning sun, afternoon shade.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that is a that's a lovely plant. All right, and then you're going to talk about a native Texas wildflower from way out west. Tell us about it.
Well, that is columbine. In fact, there's a variety called Texas Gold that is very popular in the nursery industry. This is a shade-loving perennial that gets about 2 feet tall. It has blue-green foliage. The edges of the leaves are scalloped. And then the plant produces yellow flowers with long spurs on them. It blooms once a year, and that's this month. This is a beautiful plant with showy, graceful flowers. It is listed as a Texas superstar plant, so people need it.
That is a beautiful plant from the mountains of West Texas in the Achesas and Davis Mountains, and I have seen that in its native habitat. And it's beautiful. It's just spectacular. Mm. Oh, and I also posted this one. I don't remember whether I put it in my newsletter or on my Facebook page, but Dianthus Bath Pink. Bath's Pink. And oh, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful fragrance. What a beautiful plant. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a little perennial. It gets about 6 to 8 inches tall. It has blue-gray, grass-like foliage. The flowers are pink with fringed edges. They look as if they've been cut with pink and shears. Bath's Pink blooms for about a month, once a year, and that's in April. Mm-hmm. So this is the month for it. The flowers are very fragrant. Because of its height, you want to plant this at the front of a border, use it as a ground cover, or plant it in a rock garden. We've got a beautiful planting of it in the berm bed in front of our conservatory. Very showy there, very noticeable. Beautiful.
It's right at the steps to our church, and it kind of spills over the brick retaining wall. It's just a gorgeous plant. It's been there for all the time we've been going, 7 or 8 years, and it comes back every year just as beautifully and spreads a little bit more. It's just beautiful. All right, this is the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report, so we need to tell people how to find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden.
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
A couple miles west of downtown Fort Worth, folks. If you know where Casa Manana is, the beautiful garden with all the trees just south of it, that's the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. How do they find you on the telephone, Steve?
That is 817-392-5510.
That's a 24-hour information phone number, and then the easiest way to get information on the Fort Worth Botanic Garden is to use the initials. Tell us what those are, if you can remember them.
Yes, fwbg.org.
fwbg.org, the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, I appreciate your help. You're wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Talk to you next Sunday. Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And he is so kind always to be here. That report is sponsored today by the great people who sponsor this entire hour. That would be Callaway's Nursery. They have now 19 beautiful nurseries across the Metroplex, and they are ready for you in just a couple of hours. It's all about spring color at Callaway's Nursery. This week, their greenhouses are overflowing with everything you need for breathtaking flower beds bursting with color. Callaway's also celebrates the opening of their newest location in Hebron. Leave it to Callaway's to give you the best, like their beautiful 4-inch Impreza Impatiens, just $1.24 each. And at that price, you'll save $15 a flat. Impreza Impatiens are ideal for containers. They're even more stunning when you use them to fill flower beds. They're easy, fast-growing plants. They amaze you with an abundance of large flowers. To ensure the very best start for your Impreza Impatiens, plant them and all your flowers with Callaway's Flower Bed Mix. Keep them healthy. Remember to use Callaway's Professional Flower Food. Callaway's offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee on everything they sell. While you're in the store, talk to one of their Texas certified nursery professionals. They have more than 100 of them for the best advice for all your gardening questions. To find a location near you, including the new Hebron store, visit their website at callaways.com. And while you're there, sign up for the Callaway's Blooming Rewards Loyalty Program. Earn reward points for every purchase, gain access to exclusive discounts, and more. Callaway's Nursery, your spring planting headquarters.
This segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is being presented by your friends at Callaway's. I'm Brian Hudson, store manager at Callaway's on Greenville Avenue in Dallas. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Brian, very, very much. And we're ready to go to the phone lines. They're almost filled. We have a couple of lines open is all. Here is the number, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Let's start with Mike in Murphy. Mike, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, sir. How can I help you?
Well, we had some new shutters put on our home just in the last week. And as a freebie, they threw in a flower box underneath our kitchen window. And just wondering maybe what kind of annual color to put in it. It's kind of a southwest direction it's facing. The brick is white. And I guess we're, again, just thinking about color, maybe soil prep, you know, what we need to do.
Okay. How large are the flower boxes there?
I'm sorry. It is about 3 feet wide. It's only about half inch. But it's about 3 feet long, about half inch wide, and about a half inch deep.
Half inch?
Six inches.
Yeah, 6 inches wide, 6 inches deep.
Yes, sir.
Against a white brick.
Yes, sir.
Mike, I'll tell you what, I'm a little nervous about putting plants directly into the planter box, and I'll tell you exactly why.
Oh, okay.
That's a very hot, sunny environment for flowers. Now, you could use something like moss rose or some other really heat-beating plant, moss rose or hybrid purslane, and they would probably hold up to the heat, and the reflected heat off white is just ultimate. Mm-hmm. But I am concerned with almost any other plant that you would put out in full sun, that is like quadruple full sun. And
sure.
That's a very small amount of soil to expect a plant to grow in for a whole season. So I'm a little concerned about that. I think what you'd be best served with would mm-hmm. be, instead of planting directly into the flower box, what I do in hanging hay racks and things that I have on our home is I put pots in the rack. I use sphagnum moss around them to kind of conceal the pots. I'll use plastic pots so they don't weigh very much. And then I'll put plants in them that I can easily take out and replace. And I don't have to go back and replant all the time. So you could do that. I would be tempted, if I were in your situation, to use succulents that would be very attractive and be very interesting and that are made for the heat. That's going to be very foreboding as if it's southwest. That's the hottest of all directions.
Yes.
Just a thought.
Okay.
Well,
good. Well, yeah. I'll go with that.
Keep it in mind, and you might be better, sir. And things are going to dry out really quickly there. If you start planting flowers there, I wouldn't be surprised that by the time you get into the heat of the summer, if you do plant directly into the boxes, I wouldn't be a bit surprised by what you're going to be watering twice a day, morning and evening.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
It will also run the risk of draining down that white brick, and so you need to be very careful not to. Whereas with pots, you have a lot more control that way. It's called double. Well, it's called double potting. It works out really well. Good deal. Good luck with it. Appreciate your call, sir. All right, we'll come back. We go to Rhonda, Rochelle, and Rebecca in that order, and some really interesting questions. Rebecca in Palestine, stay with me. I think I can help you. She has a crepe myrtle issue going on in Palestine, so sounds like a winter problem. Let me tell you about Neil Sprey's Lone Star Gardening. This is my book, the newest book that I have written, and I'd love to. I'll be signing books tomorrow. Signed some last night that came in as a result of orders from my electronic newsletter, and I will sign more tomorrow morning. First thing, we'll get them all in the mail tomorrow. Neil Sprey's Lone Star Gardening is not in stores, and it is not on Amazon, so don't go in looking for it. You will find my old book if you go there. The old book had the cowboy boots on the cover. You may already have that one. That one was last done in 1991, and it is woefully out of date. This newest book has an Adirondack chair in our landscape. Neil Sprey's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, and a completely different layout, 11 chapters, more than 25 multi-page charts to help you find the right plants for every one of your needs, including lists of plants that would have been useful to Mike in a little more favorable environment. Just plants that would be great in planter boxes and patio pots and things like that. This book, I think you'll find to be the most useful gardening reference you've ever had for Texas. Neil Sprey's Lone Star Gardening, satisfaction is completely guaranteed. I have to do that because you'll never have seen it before you get it. And I realize that. I wouldn't want to buy a pig in a poke unless I had a complete money-back guarantee. Of the 35,000 that we have sold, I've not been asked yet to refund a penny. It'll happen. But until it does, I'll be able to say that. I sign every book before we mail them out. I'll personalize it if requested. Short personalizations, please. I self-published this book so I could have it printed in Texas. It was printed in San Antonio. What else do I need to tell you? $31.95 plus tax and postage. That's all it costs. It's hardback on high-quality paper. 11 chapters. Chapter 1 is basics. Chapter 2 is something I've never put in a book before. It's 48 pages of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. It is 4 pages per month. And then chapters 3 through 11 are trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Not in stores, not on Amazon, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Great as a gift, great as a housewarming gift, great for Mother's Day. Call 800-752-GROW during the week if you need to order it on the phone. But the better way is to order it right now from neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, 1-800-752-4769, but right now at neilsperry.com.
Nobody will do you a better foundation repair job than Advanced Foundation Repair. Their estimates are absolutely free. Their work is very affordable. They invite you to give them a call, 214-333-0003. Their work is guaranteed for the lifetime of your house. Do what we did. Call Advanced Foundation Repair. On the web, it's foundationrepairs.com. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
For the finest in soil amendment, shop Texas Pure Products. This is a partnership of Plano, Allen, Frisco, Richardson, and McKinney to recycle yard waste into the ideal compost. Omri listed, the compost and top dressing are USDA Organics approved. Every bag is filled with 100% rich and wonderful compost. Find local dealers from their website, texaspureproducts.com, or order from that site or call 972-769-4150. TexasPureProducts.com.
Hi, I'm Laurel. I'm a recovering addict. I think a lot of people don't expect their child to have to go through addiction, but it can happen to anybody. To get into Serenity, I had to have an assessment by Collin County Substance Abuse, and I had to write an essay on why I want to be at Serenity. I want to work on my relationship with my family, and I want to continue on the path of sobriety. After I finish at Serenity right now, I think that I'd like to be an LCDC and work with other children who have had to battle with addiction. But I know I have to live one day at a time myself first. For more information, call Principal Steven at 469-302-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Without Serenity High, I probably would be back at my old school with my old using friends doing exactly what I did before I went into treatment.
Thank you, Laurel. Let me amplify on LCDC, a term that she used. That is a licensed chemical dependency counselor. And as many of us have learned, if you are in need of help with a substance issue with a family member, that is the licensure that you want to look for. A lot of people take a lot of time looking elsewhere, and that is the person who will identify it more quickly than anybody. So, and that's what she wants to do, and God bless her for that. It's a strong message. Let me tell you right now about Wortham Brothers Roofing Company, and if the weather holds out, we'll be getting a new roof this week. We've been put on notice. Texas premier roofing contractor serving the entire Metroplex with the finest in roofing since 1986, and we will go on their list of happy customers as of later this week. The experience of tens of thousands of roofs installed, and we are ready. All kinds of roofs, composition, clay and concrete, tile, metal, slate, new and residential re-roofing, hail or wind damage, even if you're not sure, let them take a look. In some cases, there is still chance for you to file with hail damage from the storms of a year ago. Some of those storms were more than a year ago. Let them look and see what they think if there is hail damage. You know, if you just have an old roof that is beginning to look like it might need to be, let them look. They can tell you, and they will be completely honest with you. They're just great people. I am proud to represent them to you. I'm proud to have them up on our roof, changing our roof out, because we are very much in need. Their inspection is absolutely free, without any obligation. It will be very thorough, and they will look at every aspect of your roof. Wortham Brothers, the roofing company. It's built on integrity, quality, and innovation. Wortham Brothers is the roofing company I'm proud to recommend, and I'm proud to have them doing our roof. And I'll tell you about it as it gets done. Weather permitting, we've been waiting a while. Call them today, 972-562-5788. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788. On the web, it's wbroofing.com, Wortham Brothers Roofing Company.
Neil Sperry and Callaway's go back since our nurseries opened. I'm Lori Holtzclaw with Callaway's in Denton. And now, back to Neil.
All right, Lori, thank you. Let's go right back to our phone lines. We have Rhonda in Flower Mound. Rhonda, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. So we have about 3/4 acres, and we have a serious mold problem. And they are everywhere. We're seeing tunnels in the backyard, the front yard. Okay. They've been busy little critters.
Well,
how can we get rid of these guys?
Yeah, you're going to have to work with them to trap them. And I have never lived in a sandy soil, and so I am probably not the greatest expert in the world on the moles and gophers, but on moles. And so as a result, what I am able to share with you is what I have read and what I've learned that way, because I just haven't had to experience it, thank heavens. And my heart goes to you because I have seen their damage. You need to find the way that they are, where their tunnels are, and then you dig down in, and there are traps that you install. And the place where you buy the traps is probably going to be a farm supply store or a really good hardware store, maybe a local hardware store as opposed to a national store where you have somebody serving about 9 different departments. You want to get to a hardware store where you have somebody who's really an expert in the equipment that they have. And you implant the trap down into the tunnels. And then they will come to the trap. They'll come to the area where you've pushed it down, and they will try to clear that soil out, and that's when the trap will snap and get them.
Okay.
I have never been around when all of that happens. I've always lived in clay soil. Maybe it's a fear of having moles that has kept me in the clay soil, or it may be my garage. I think it's the garage. I don't want to move. But I think if you get into a really good hardware store in your area, I think you'll be all set. I would have had Dylan tell you that was probably not going to be my strongest answer I ever gave, but it says mold, M-O-L-D, and I thought we were going to be talking about some kind of a fungus, and so I wasn't.
Oh.
I could have saved you a little bit of a weight on it. But anyway, that's where I would head, Rhonda.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You bet. I hope it helped a little bit anyway. Thank you. Let me go to Rochelle in Dallas. Rochelle, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil.
Yes, ma'am.
I have beautiful 60-year-old camellia bushes that are now trees.
Yes, I bet.
And they put off hundreds of beautiful blooms in late December, January, February, into March. And I really, really want to keep them if I can. But they are just overtaking my entranceway. So I'm wondering, how much can I cut these back? They really need to come back. And let me put that in the context. They're probably 12 feet tall.
Right. Those are treasures. Those are incredible treasures. I don't mean to... I don't mean to make light of the Hope Diamond, but this is like cutting the Hope Diamond to cut a 60-year-old camellia in the Dallas area. There aren't that many of them around. And so do it very carefully. And just cutting them back to reduce their height, I can't see them, and so I'm flying blind on this thing. But just to cut them back would be just a travesty. If you can thin them out, or if you can remove a branch or two here or there so that you can have the access you need or get them away from the eaves or whatever you're trying to do, I would try to find the very best company to do that job for you. This is worth hiring somebody really good.
That was my next question, because I don't want to be responsible for doing it.
Well, I almost never will make a reference directly to an advertiser as an answer to a question, because I just have always made that my practice. But I think I would start with Arborological Services and talk to them. This is not the kind of work that they normally do. They normally are doing large trees. But I would at least ask if they have somebody who could groom a treasure of a couple of camellias. If they can't, if they say, no, we really work on larger plants, then I would try to find the best landscape contractor in your neighborhood. What part of town do you live in?
I live in the North Oak Cliff area.
Okay. I would talk to somebody like Nicholson Hardy, Bob Wilson at Nicholson Hardy. It's the other side of downtown. But
I know where that one is.
Yeah, see if Bob knows anybody who would work in your area. You could talk to North Haven Gardens and ask them the same thing. See if there's anybody that works that area who knows camellias really well. You could look up the American Camellia Society Dallas branch and see if they have a member who could guide you to someone who could do it. This deserves the ultimate attention.
Yes, indeed. And those were exactly the recommendations I was looking for. And I very much appreciate your time on that.
Glad to help. I hope it did. Thanks for the call. All right. Rebecca in Palestine, you're up next. Let me get the newscast done. I should have done it before that call. But anyway, let me tell you what is available to you right now. This is a really special opportunity for you. Mark Whistler is family. He is in the family at Dallas Plumbing. He's in the Downs family, married to one of the members of the Downs family, and he is in charge of the service work, all of the work that goes out at Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And if you want to talk to Mark about heating and air conditioning equipment, about plumbing, he has made himself available until the end of my program and a little bit after, not much. Let's give him a part of his day back. But he has made himself available with a special phone number to help you in understanding your air conditioning and, I guess, heating equipment on this day, and anything that you might need, plumbing, if you're thinking about a new water heater, whether you ought to have tankless or tank. He is there to help, and there's not a soul in that business that knows the equipment any better than Mark does. And I hope you will call 214-761-6779. Really nice person. He's going to be at our house this week to help me with something very special that I need some help with. I didn't know they did it, and I'll tell you about it later when they've worked on it. But they just deal with all things plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Mark Whistler, and that's 214-761-6779. Now, for a limited time, Dallas Plumbing Company offers a 15-point air conditioning checkup for your home or business for only $49, very special rate for the service, and you can get up to $2,420 cash back on a new Carrier cooling and heating system from Dallas Plumbing Company, your factory authorized Carrier dealer. Remember, this Carrier offer ends not too far from now, so you need to be getting in touch with them. That's a very special opportunity, and so all kinds of things going on. I'm looking at several sheets of paper that I have. That ends at the end of May, but you need to get it booked right away. And again, I'm going to give you that phone number. If you want to talk to Mark about any of that, I hope that you will do that. That's 214-761-6779. He is available to talk to you right now. One of the top people at Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, my friend, Mark Whistler, 214-761-6779.
Licenses M39503 and TACLA 38830C.
Before you trim trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, the folks at Encore want you to call 888-313-6862. They ask that you do that just for your own safety. They can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. That's 888-313-6862. If you're going to be digging, you're putting in new sprinklers, or if you're putting in digging for a new tree that you're going to be planting, you just want to make sure you don't hit power lines or some other utility, you can call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging to have underground lines located and marked at no charge. This is all part of what Encore does for us. That's 811, 2 business days ahead. They'll come out and flag the power lines. And if you want to talk to them about some kind of pruning or other work that you're going to do that might take you close to the power lines, that number is 888-313-6862. And then one other message from Encore, and that is, know before you grow, before you start planting new trees this spring, know how tall and how wide they will grow, and keep the big trees 50 feet away from the power lines. Ask questions before you make your purchase. Look them up. Do the research. How tall, how wide will this grow? And that's all available to you at Encore.com. Encore.com. Encore says thank you.
Now, what's trending
on WBAP and WBAP.com.
Investigators have determined why a house near Fair Park blew up. I'm Dennis Martin from the WBAP Classic Dodge of Denton 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com, WBAP.
Traffic Watch.
An advisory here. There's a major race today at Texas Motor Speedway. That will mean congestion both before and after the race, especially on Highway 35W. And on Highway 114, and particularly where those two meet, right there at Texas Motor Speedway. Meanwhile, construction's also partially blocking westbound 635 at TI Boulevard, and traffic is backed up to Forest Lane, probably farther than that in that case. Let us know about any traffic problems you see. You can call the traffic tip hotline. We're at 214-765-5299. Now the WBAP forecast. Cloudy today, the high 61 degrees. Continued cloudy tonight, overnight low 49. Monday, some sunshine comes back, and the high temperature will be 70. Right now it is cloudy, 40 degrees in Dallas. The gas leak that caused a duplex to explode earlier this week in Dallas was caused by an open valve in the living room. Investigators for the Texas Railroad Commission did not determine what actually ignited the gas causing the explosion. There were 4 people in that duplex when it blew up. 2 were injured and hospitalized. 2 on the other side of the wall away from the explosion were not hurt. A house blew up in Hearst yesterday. It exploded when a vehicle crashed into it in early afternoon, severing the natural gas line leading into the house. The three people inside that house were hurt, one of them critically. A Hearst police officer was also injured while rescuing them. Driver of the car that caused it all was not injured, but has been arrested. Dallas police arrested one of their own officers yesterday. Officer Richard Council was arrested for family violence assault and interference with an emergency call. He's now on administrative leave pending an internal affairs investigation. From the WBAP News Desk, I'm Dennis Martin. Your next update comes at 9 o'clock. 24/7 news coverage at WBAP.com.
We can't get...
All right, Dennis, thank you very much. Let me tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair right now. We've had wet, we've had dry, we're going to have wet, we're going to have dry. We're going to have really dry when it gets to hot, dry weather in the summer. And that's when your foundation starts moving around, gets the creeps. And the creeps are not good for foundations. Advanced Foundation Repair can tell if you really have serious foundation issues. And if you do, they know how to fix them. I know from firsthand experience, they have been to our home, and they have fixed foundation issues in one of our rooms. We have one large room that was built after the rest of our house was. Rest of the house, no problem. That room, big problem. And that was until Advanced Foundation Repair performed their miracles on our sunroom. They know what to do, and they do it quickly. They do it affordably. They come to your home, and they'll give your home a very thorough analysis. It's at no obligation, no cost. It's like getting a topographic map of your home. It'll take an hour to an hour and a half, and it's very thorough. Then if there are problems, they will show you exactly where they are. They'll be able to show you on their map, so to say, their topo map. And then they'll tell you what they will do. They will tell you what it will cost. This is all done on that visit. And then if you accept the bid that they give you, there's no pressure for you to accept it while they're there. They don't work that way. Then they get the job done, and you have a lifetime guarantee of their work. It is all about integrity. It's all about quality of work. They own patents for their processes. I am proud to represent them. I've represented them to you here on the air since 1995. Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in their industry. 214-333-0003. On the web, it's foundationrepairs.com. Yes, that's plural. Foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
George Washington University now has a seminar, Christians and White People Get Unmerited Perks, things they don't deserve, they're not worthy of, and they live easier. Does that apply to you? We'll talk about it next time. We put up the hashtag, Put God in Prayer Back in Schools. 75,000 people were reached. You want gun control? Put God in Prayer Back in Schools. Join me, Rick Roberts, 2 to 5 on News Talk 820 WBAP.
Thank you, Rick. Quiz Q Stone, they are leaders in their industry as well. They've been doing what they do since 1983. It's a third-generation family business, the Wisnan business, and Mike and Derek are the second and third generations in the business. I knew Derek when he was 5 or 6 years old, and he would come to my All Texas All Garden Show with his dad, and now he and his dad own and operate the business side by side. Derek does the website. When you see the website, you'll know why I think the world of him. One of the many reasons, whiz-q.com. You can learn a lot about Whiz Q Stone by going to the website first, whiz-q.com. They're located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth, way in Southeast Fort Worth, 4501 East Loop 820 South. They're open Monday through Saturday. Whiz Q Stone, 22 acres of glorious and beautiful stone. All kinds of decorative stone, from decorative gravel all the way to boulders as big as your car. Whiz Q Stone, they deliver anywhere you can hear me. Whatever your landscape need for stone, Whiz Q Stone can help you with it. Take photographs in with you. Take measurements in with you. They'll help you. And they will guide you. And they have contact with the best of the landscape contractors to get the work done for you professionally. Whiz Q Stone, whiz-q.com, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth, 817-429-0822, Whiz Q Stone.
I'm Ginger Collins, Assistant Manager with Callaway's Nursery in Hearst. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, back to Neil.
All right, thank you. And let's go right back to the phone lines. Rebecca in Palestine's been waiting patiently. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Well, it's been about at least 20 years ago. We planted crepe myrtles on either side of our driveway. We have a very long driveway entering our property, and they're equally spaced apart. We've never had a problem until this year. They're all, most of them are leafing out and looking good. A couple of them or just have a few leaves on them, but there's one in particular that looks dead, except at the base, it does have shoots coming up, rather healthy-looking shoots, mm-hmm. but there's nothing on the tree. It looks dead, and I hate to lose it because it would look like, you know, they'd leave a hole in between my crepe myrtles.
Yeah, I understand. What variety do you remember?
Sir?
What variety are they?
No, I have no idea. They're, no.
What color?
Bright pink.
Okay.
The kind you see, the most prevalent kind that you see, you know, that are around here anyway.
Right. We have in our crepe myrtle trails of McKinney plantings, of the 20,000 that we've planted, we have about 120 varieties. And there are five that have consistently, year after year, frozen. Not year after year, but anytime we get a bad winter like this one, they will freeze to the ground. I'm watching some of them nervously right now.
Oh.
Of the pinks, the one that is most likely to freeze is one called Sioux, S-I-O-U-X. If you're talking about a hot bubblegum pink,
uh-huh.
if you're talking about a rosy pink, Tuscarora is very likely to freeze back.
Okay.
But it's more of a reddish pink. And that may be, if it happened over the winter, that's probably what happened. This winter was cold enough that there would be some selective dieback on crepe myrtles. I don't know about Palestine. You're a little bit warmer and a little bit more favorable growing conditions. But the good news out of it, although it's going to take it a year or two to come back, but the good news is if you have to cut the dead portion out, those new shoots will grow like racehorses. They will be 8 or 10 feet tall by the end of the year, and you can retrain them. They'll have large trunks to them very quickly. They won't match right away, but within 3 or 4 years, they'll be almost as big as the other ones. And so I don't know that I don't know what would have killed the top out of the one or a couple, but if they're coming back that strongly, they will catch up. I can guarantee you that based on the experiences I've had over a career of watching them come back from freeze damage and from being cut back. When people top crepe myrtles, we often tell them if you've moved into a house where a crepe myrtle has been topped and mangled, the quickest way to retrain it is to cut it to the ground and retrain those sprouts that come up because they'll grow so quickly. But that's, Rebecca, that's the best advice I have for you at this point. I can't, anything else is speculation. Even that is kind of speculation.
Well, now, I guess I should have told you, there's just one trunk. When they were planted, they were trained to be like a tree.
Yeah, single trunk. It's called standards. Well, you're going to have to retrain. You'll have to.
Do I cut the whole tree out?
Well, if the one trunk has died and refuses to leaf out, we'll say a month from now,
uh-huh.
then yes, you need to prune that out, and you need to select, I would probably leave 3 to 5 of the trunks that are coming up and prune all the rest of them out, and then a little later in the summer, once you can tell for sure which one is going to be the best and the straightest, I would then prune down to that one. I would remove all the others and leave just the one,
oh, okay.
But you'll need to stake it. That it can't, it'll be very brittle and it would be easily broken. So you'll need to stake it and tie it so that it can't be snapped off. It's, I'm going to say something now that will sound like I'm slapping you on one side of the face and slapping you on the other. So please forgive me. Two things that I have encouraged our city of McKinney not to do when they've used crepe myrtles in medians is not use single trunks, because if somebody drives into the median accidentally and breaks one, then you have what you're going through right now. You have to retrain them all.
Oh.
City of Allen had about a mile of median on Stacy Road where they had single trunk Natchez crepe myrtles, and they all froze. Now they have multi-trunk Natchez crepe myrtles. They didn't go back and try to retrain them. And then the other thing is it's usually best not to have any kind of a plant, crepe myrtle or otherwise, in a long straight row, because if anything breaks up the symmetry, then you really...
I see.
Yeah, and so... You know, you and I, in our next lives, will know a lot more about how to do things. Believe me, I've got plenty of examples on my own plate. But I hope that helps. And I think you can, I think you can get back to where you want to be pretty quickly.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Very, very helpful. Thank you.
Have a great day in East Texas. They're all great where you are. Take care. All right, her line is open. And Bob in Arlington, you'll be coming up next. I think the next three questions, I believe, are going to move pretty quickly. Let me get this last break for this hour out of the way. Neil, I have another hour after this, by the way. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my book, The Way to Get It, my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. It is $31.95 plus tax and postage. I will sign your book. I will personalize it to you if you wish. The one thing I would ask, please, two things I'll ask on the personalization. Keep them kind of short, if you will. I've had 62-word personalizations. I just can't write that much. And then secondly, remember, if you're doing it for Mother's Day, that it's in my hand with my name on it, so I can't write it to your mother and say, you're the sweetest mother in the world, because that was my mom. But anyway, there you go. But anyway, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, not in stores, not on Amazon, $31.95 plus tax and postage, 840 photographs, my photographs, 344 pages, and it is not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. Here's how you order it again, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or you can call Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. You can order right now.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. The warmer planting season is on its way, and now is the time to start getting your garden ready. Make sure you get your flower and vegetable gardens off to a great start with Black Cow. Prepare new plant beds with a 1.5-inch layer of Black Cow in the area, and then mix it in with the soil 6 inches deep. Black Cow is natural and organic, and it contains nutrients that are released slowly without burning tender roots. Pick up the bright yellow bag and get growing. For more details, check our website at blackcow.com. That's blackkow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Hello, friends. I'm Tommy Brummett. Do you like the sound of children? Then you'll love First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney. We have Sunday school classes and ministries for children of all ages. We have a new building dedicated to youth ministry and young people in all worship services. If you're looking for a church where the love of God is proclaimed and all people are welcome, come and worship with us. First United Methodist Church in McKinney. From the good folks at First Methodist, God bless you and have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Tommy, very, very much. That's our church, and glad to provide that message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble, affordable, and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors from which to choose, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, these pre-engineered, bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com, M-U-E-L-L-E-R, INC.com to get a free customized building estimate. While you're there, click on the color selector tool. Make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about these beautiful Mueller steel buildings and metal roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-268-3. 3553 or visit them at MuellerInc.com. Mueller means more.
I'm Ryan Hallett with Callaway's Nursery in McKinney. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Ryan. Love that accent. Love that accent. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Bob in Arlington. Bob, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Say, my yard, the north side of it just has a hint of green, and the rest of it looks pretty good. But I haven't fertilized yet. Should I fertilize, or should I wait a week or so?
Okay, I can help you. We've got a really bad phone connection. Let me just answer you, and thanks for the call. Bob, it is okay to fertilize sometime later this week. I don't think it matters. If you had time today, you could go ahead and do it. A couple of days difference with this cold weather is not going to make a big difference. It's not going to dissolve that quickly. You want to use an all-nitrogen fertilizer where half or more of that nitrogen is slow release. And a good local independent nursery can help you. Our sponsor of this hour can help you. They have such, and so do other nurseries and good local hardware stores. And you could put that out anytime in the next few days. Appreciate your call. Gary in Plano, let me take your call. I think I can help you in 30 seconds. That's about how long I have before the news. How can I help?
Well, this will be a repeat, but I'm having a terrible problem with armadillos, and we were on our way out to church last week, and I heard you give a statement. By the time we turned the radio on, it was over.
Okay.
So I need to know what application to use.
Okay, it says armadillo repellent here, and I don't know that there's going to be a good repellent. I did an ad for a Bonide product that will kill insects that they might be attracting to the armadillos. And so that one might help. I think armadillo traps are probably your better, humane traps, probably your better bet. I have that on my website. Hey, I got to run. I hope that will help you. Folks, I have another hour. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.